Hello everyone and welcome back to our school podcast. We hope you all had a lovely Easter break and are feeling refreshed, recharged and ready for the new term ahead. It's been wonderful to welcome everyone back into school and see all the smiling faces again. Today we have a very special guest joining us. We are really pleased to be speaking with one of our assistant head teachers, Miss Fan, who plays an important role in supporting our school, helping pupils succeed and making sure that Gehry's continues to be a positive and inspiring place to learn. In today's episode, we're going to find out a little bit more about them, from their experiences growing up to their role in school, as well as their thoughts on learning, reading, and what makes a great school. So let's get started. Thank you very much for joining us on our podcast, Miss Fan.
I'm very, very happy to be here.
So my first question is, can you tell us a little bit about your role as an assistant head teacher?
Yes, so I lead on assessment for the whole school, and that means assessments that are statutory, which you have to do, and internal assessments. So there are some things that I do linked to the government, which is like the reception baseline, year one phonics, year four multiplication check, and of course the year six SATs. Mm-hmm. But I also oversee the assessments from years two, three, and five as well. And I support the teachers to assess, to help plan for gaps, and to make sure that's implemented in their planning.
So you've got a very full-on job.
Absolutely. There's also one other bit I do as well, which is I also lead on supporting teachers who are students.
Yes, you do, yes.
And also who are early career teachers, so just starting out in their career.
Awesome. So what does a typical day look like for you at Gehry's?
Well, actually, I don't really have a typical day, to be honest. Right. Every day is a completely different day, which is important where I have to write things down and what I'm doing that day. But generally, I will definitely be reviewing and analysing data, liaising with teachers to make sure that gaps are being filled and children's needs are being met. But I also still maintain my teaching. I still teach year one and I still have a year five math set.
Awesome. You just taught my class.
Yes, and I did teach the year class.
Right, so my next question is, what do you enjoy most about working at Gehry's? Because for the listeners who don't know, I still remember when you did come into the school and you did an assembly in front of everyone. That was maybe like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So what do you enjoy most about at Gehry's?
I think the reason why I've stayed for so long and been part of the furniture is actually twofold. It's the children. The children here are just so lovely, kind. They really want to get to know the teachers and they really want to do well. They really, really inspire to do well. And the second one is the staff. You know, they always are so supportive, and as I have progressed in my career, everyone has been super supportive here, and I hopefully that they feel that I've been the same back to them.
And that's really important, I think, in any workplace. As long as you've got a supportive group of people you're working with, that makes your job a lot more easier.
Absolutely.
So I think this next question, I think you may have answered it already. So what do you think makes our school special? So obviously you said the children, the teachers. Is there anything else?
Yeah, it's the whole community. Mm. Like the PTA are amazing. Mm. You know, the governors work really, really hard. And I think that what makes this school really unique is that everybody puts children at the heart, and they want our children here to do the best that they can. Mm. And like our strapline says, the best version of themselves.
Yeah, definitely. So again, going back to what I said earlier, obviously you started off at Gehry's as a teacher. So what made you want to become a teacher as opposed to anything else you could have done?
So I've always loved children when I was younger, and you know, I would always be playing with my brother and sister who are twins, and then whenever we had family gatherings, I would be the one with all the children, and we'd be playing teacher, and they would be my kids, and we would be, it was just all of those things. But also I didn't find learning very easy, you know, when I was younger. I come from a background where there are two my parents are from Malaysia, and they spoke Chinese, so there's two languages there, and it was hard, you know, and I didn't click with learning and understand what it's all about, and I didn't find it fun for a start.
Yeah. So the next question is, did you have a job before Gehry's?
No, I went straight into my degree for teaching.
So was there a moment where you knew this was the correct.
Yeah, I think it was when I had my first placement. So I signed up to the course. I was on my first placement, and it was in Walthamstow. Mm. And all the children were from a disadvantaged background, and they had been told from quite a few, I think it was in year four, maybe year three, so many years ago now. Mm. But they had been told that they would never amount to much. Don't try, you're not going to do very well. And so I was like, why not? Let's challenge that thinking. Why could you not? And I think by the end of the year, they realised that actually if they tried their very best and they put 100% effort into it, they could achieve things. And that was the day when I thought I can really change the future generation's mindset and their lives, which is why I do it.
Awesome. So we're going to pivot slightly now, and we're going to talk about reading.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the listeners. Obviously, I usually ask this question to all the teachers that I'm interviewing, because it's very important, the fact that our children enjoy reading for pleasure. So why do you think reading is such an important skill for children?
Reading's in life, you know, as you grow up, it's everything, you know, from ordering off a menu to driving. You can't drive a car unless you can read, because you've got to pass that theory test, to if you want to apply for a bank account for your money, or God forbid, but you know, you're in a hospital and you've got to fill in forms for allergies, and they've got to know what medication you need to give them. So I think that without reading, your life can be really limited. And so it's important that you have that want to read, that drive to read, and that pleasure to read, because it opens up so many worlds, and not mentioning sort of, you know, vocabulary and just learning about the world as well. So I think it's so important.
Now obviously we do have reluctant readers, whether they're girls or boys. What advice would you give to pupils who find reading difficult?
Well, I was one of them. So I never liked reading. And my parents did, you know, encourage me. They took me to the library. I picked up books and things like that. And they tried to make it fun. But for me, it was that I couldn't connect with the books and the world that the author was trying to create. But then, which I know that some people are saying, oh, it's Harry Potter again. But I completely loved Harry Potter and the world that it created and the possibilities that it created that could be done. And so for me, I think the thing is to keep going, find an author that you can link with, or a series of books that you can really connect with, and you just get lost in it. I think that's the key. To find something that you really enjoy, and it might not be a series, it might be a non-fiction, but something that you're really interested in will get you that hook, and then you can keep going.
So this is a slightly question that I've just thought of. Is there something other than reading in your life, or maybe, you know, you've got nephews or nieces, that would help our children? So for example, I always say, if children are watching a movie, parents should turn on the subtitles so the children can read. Is there anything else in your life that you might do, or you've done in the past, that you think that might be a good avenue for children to get into reading?
Well, audiobooks are good. So if we find it hard to be reading off the page, get an audiobook that someone can read to you. Because I'm the oldest out of my family, I didn't have an older brother or sister, but if you've got an older brother or sister or a cousin, they might be able to share why they love a certain book and things like that. So I think that you just got to find that world where you can delve into.
Awesome. So what is something you are really proud of in your role? Now, as you said, you cover so many different areas of life at Gehry's. Is this something you're like, I'm so proud that I've put my mark on that one thing?
I think it's passing my knowledge and skills. So what I have learnt and the lessons I've learned, passing it on to both the children and the teachers. So for teachers, to changing their practice to make it even better. And then a child who, you know, I've got a year five math set. If we're doing fractions, which we are on right now, and then they get it, that is, you know, the pinnacle. That's what makes me proud. The idea that they can go, oh, I didn't get it, but if I work a bit harder and I work at it, I can get there. And I think that's it for me.
Brilliant. And I think you just sort of answered my next question, which is, can you share a moment where you felt especially proud of the pupils? So I'm assuming obviously when you're with your group of children, what they produce, you're very, very proud of.
Yeah, I kind of touched upon it a little bit just before, but for me, that especially proud moment of the pupils is when they themselves can go, oh, I've got it, I can do this. that's the moment where it's great.
Awesome. So what is one thing you would like all pupils at Geary's to achieve this year? I know I'm being very ambitious, every pupil with one target, but is there something you want to pass on to our children in terms of what you want them to achieve?
Yeah, for me, it's to just to push themselves. You know, it doesn't have to be academic. It doesn't. It could be to work on communication skills, or it could be working on friendship, you know, and things like that. So, but for me, I think it's just to push themselves, to get out of their comfort zone and just try. Have a goal. It can be a small one, but just have a goal and really, really go for it. I think that's for me what I want them to do this year.
So what can pupils do every day to help reach that particular goal?
I think that even when you're really super tired or you're really fed up and you've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried, just keep trying, because at one point it will click. And I think it's important to acknowledge that it is difficult, and you should lean on either the adults in your school or your family or your friends just to make sure that you can do this.
Yeah. So what do you think makes a great pupil? Because obviously we're saying that the pupils are the one thing that makes our school great.
Yes.
So what makes a great pupil? What advice can you pass on?
I think what makes a great pupil is that they learn from their mistakes, and they are driving their own learning. And I'm not just talking about academic learning, just as a whole person, as a human being. If you can set goals and then think, okay, I'm going to try and reach them, and you might not get them straight away and you might make mistakes, but the important part is that you take that mistake and you go, right, I've learnt this from it and I'm going to move on from there. So I think that's what most of our children do here, and it's wonderful to see them, and they are so helpful to help others as well to do that.
So one of the qualities you would say we want to see in our children is sort of perseverance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that can get you through life. If you continue to try your absolute best and you never give up and you just keep going, I think that you can be very successful in life, whichever way you define success, because I don't think there's one way to define it. And so that would be the thing for me, to keep going.
Awesome. Now, looking forward, what are you most excited about for the future of Geary's?
I think for us to grow under the leadership of Mr. Liam and Mrs. Diaz, but also to hone even more the wonderful skills and knowledge that the children have, and so that they can grow up as real individuals who can then, you know, really, really do wonders in the world and make me change the world for better.
Yeah. So based on that, what would you like to see develop? Anything in particular, or improve over time?
For me, I think it's not something subject specific or a specific thing, but I think generally it's just about the children to continue being amazing as they are, but to really just hone a bit more of that ownership of their learning and their drive to do the best that they can, really.
Brilliant. So let's pivot back to you. What was your favourite subject when you were at school?
Primary school, it was a bit difficult to pick one, but in secondary school it was definitely maths. I had a phenomenal maths teacher who just, the way that she taught, she really understood me and she got to know me, and she just really made it so fun. And sometimes the word fun and maths don't necessarily go together for some people, but she did. She made it really fun and enjoyable. And then even when I did make mistakes, because I think that maths is one of those areas where, because it's wrong or right, you can get quite fixated on the wrong part, and I did, and she just said, it's fine, learn from it, you know. And I think that's why, for my previous answers to questions in terms of what I want the children to be able to do this year, is that idea of it's, and it's easy to say to children, it's okay to make mistakes, but I think they really do, because that's the only way you learn. If you keep doing really, really well and you don't do anything new, and you're never going to learn. So I think that that maths teacher just made it so much fun and enjoyable and okay to make mistakes.
I think at this age, if the teacher also makes the mistake in front of the children, they can see that it's fine. So we're going to move on to now, what do you enjoy doing outside of school? What if we were to see Miss Fan out on the street, what would we see Miss Fan doing?
So I have really become a bit obsessed with everything Korean. So Korean skincare, Korean dramas, Korean food. And so I really love discovering new Asian restaurants. And actually, this weekend, bank holiday weekend, which is fantastic, there's a Korean festival at King's Cross. And I cannot wait. It's a full cultural immersion thing there. There's going to be clothes and like, I think like Asian bowls and things like that, and food. So I'm really excited to go there. So all things Korean.
Perfect. And just on a general basis, when you finish a busy day at work, what do you do at home?
So I'm a bit obsessed with American TV shows, but more importantly, it's American sort of detective shows. So I'm completely obsessed with something like NCIS, which is the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. So I love, it's just easy and light and just something to kind of relax to. So I love those kind of TV dramas.
Awesome. And our final question is, what message would you like to share with all the children at Geary's?
Just to always believe in yourself. You will stumble across in life people who will always try and pull you down and not believe in you. So surround yourself with people who believe in you and want the best for you, and to keep, you know, going and looking forward to the future and getting better and better and better in whatever you want to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So thank you very much for joining us today on this very special episode. It's been really interesting to learn more about your role, your experiences, and the advice you've given to our pupils. We hope everyone listening has enjoyed hearing from Ms. Fan and has taken something positive away from today's conversation. As we begin this new term after the Easter break, it's a great opportunity for all of us to set new goals, work hard, and continue being the very best we can be. Thank you for listening to our school podcast, and we look forward to bringing you more exciting episodes soon.